Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What You Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori Amin, will interview published authors to chat about their work, journey to getting published, and their book recommendations. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us.
Hi, Sonia. Welcome to What You Next podcast.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
So happy to have you here. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I am a romance and women's fiction author. I'm from Canada. I grew up in Saskatoon and kind of have lived all over the place. But most recently, I moved to the Vancouver area. Mm-hmm. And I just got a puppy actually 1 month ago. So if you hear any stray barking in the background, it's because she is at the door looking for me. Her name is Joey and she's a golden doodle. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're puppy training right now? So how's
going? Oh, it means I haven't been writing as much as I want to, but that's okay. It's totally worth it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I'm thinking of getting a pet sometime soon. And I'm like, I'm debating. I work from home, so I can actually get a dog. And I was like, yeah. No, it's like, it's a lot of responsibility.
It totally is. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, it's a lot of responsibilities, especially puppy training. It's like, it's so stressful. Like, yeah, like trying to train them, you know.
Totally.
So, oh my gosh. So let's chat about your latest release, A Holly Jolly Diwali. Tell us a little bit of elevator pitch.
Sure. So A Holly Jolly Diwali is a multicultural holiday romance that takes place over both Diwali and Christmas. And it's essentially about a woman from America, and her name is Nikki, and she's always been sort of the good girl doing things right, but she's laid off. So at the last minute, she decides to go to her friend's wedding in India. Mm-hmm. And at the wedding, like, or the Diwali celebration right before the wedding, she meets Sam Mukherjee, who is this London-based rocker guy, totally different than what she expects. And they sort of have this love at first sight slash fling situation where they're sort of in India falling in love, but of course the trouble is they live on different continents. So yeah, that's the pitch.
I love this. And so, you know, we didn't travel, I assume we haven't traveled in a while, so what was your experience of like getting India, you know, getting the pages of India and the setting? Because it's definitely I felt the culture. I felt like I was traveling there when Nikki. Oh. I was like, oh, I'm going somewhere, you know? So what was that process like, just get that setting right?
So I was born in Canada, but I've been to India, I think, 4 or 5 times over the years. And so I kind of was able to draw on my memories of it. And I actually went to my friend's wedding in Mumbai in like 4 years ago. So I think that I was able, you know, having gone to a big Indian wedding in India, I definitely sort of got some of it from there. Mm-hmm. So yeah, the one place that I hadn't been, which I described in the book, is Goa, which I've always wanted to go to. And had there not been a pandemic, I probably would have found an excuse to go while writing this book. But yeah, I think, you know, just researching and being thoughtful, that's actually one of the things that I explore in the book, is that the main character, Nikki, she is South Asian heritage. She looks Indian, but when she goes to India, she realizes that, you know, she isn't really Indian, and she kind of has to think about her identity a little bit, which is something that I've always thought about too. So yeah, that was also a process for me of writing about India without really being thinking of myself as Indian, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it definitely makes sense. I think it's like the identity of like your identity, what is expected. I think it's like, I feel like it's like the immigrant part of it, like the immigrant experience. So like I grew up in Puerto Rico, but I live in the States, and like my identity is different than from people who are first generation, third generation, you know, how many generations, and then still seeing like is your identity similar to the expectations, you know, or, you know, and even that, like seeing like your experience is so different same time.
Totally. And everyone will have a different experience with their own like upbringing and different relationship to their identity. So yeah, it's something that's different for everybody.
I love this. Let's chat about Diwali. So talk to us about the holiday, you know, because it's a fun holiday, you know?
Sure. Yeah. So that was another thing with writing the book, was actually researching and thinking about the customs and what to include. And because, you know, there's four different religions, at least, where some people celebrate Diwali. A lot of the time we celebrate for different reasons. And even depending on the region, depending on the culture, you know, why we celebrate Diwali, or our customs, or how we celebrate it, they're all different. It's so expansive. And so I tried to flag that in the book, saying, okay, this is just like one woman's experience with it. The main character is of the Sikh faith. And so she kind of talks about, like, you know, with her own mom, about how they don't really understand why, you know, their people celebrate Diwali, but it's a totally different reason than other people. So I am Sikh, but I'm on my dad's side, but I was also raised Hindu on my mom's side. And so, you know, when she goes to India, she's staying with a Hindu family, and Sam, her lover, is also a Hindu. So she kind of gets to explore these different avenues to celebrating Diwali. But essentially, Diwali, like, is often called, you know, the festival of lights. And overarchingly, and I'm not saying this is for everybody, but in my experience, it's that Diwali is really about the celebration of light or good over darkness or evil. And it's like a really, really, like, you know, there's a lot to Diwali, but at the end of the day, it really boils down to something very, very simple. And that's really common across holidays of all faiths, I think.
I love this. Yeah, I love the fact that we explored Diwali. Like, she was thoughtful about the process of asking questions. Like, how do you, what do you celebrate for? You know, even the process of asking her mom, like, you know, this culture, like, you know, this is something we celebrate, but do we understand why, you know?
Yeah. And I think it's, Diwali is also, you know, Christmas is, again, it's a holiday in the Western world celebrated for so many different reasons. Sometimes it's more religious, sometimes it's more secular. I mean, I'm not Christian, but I've had a Christmas tree in my house, you know, every year. We give presents, we had Santa Claus come, you know, like, it was a big part of our life without, you know, really, without the meaning was different for us. And I think Diwali is the same. And I tried to flag that.
I love this. All right. So we're going to talk book recommendations. So we're chatting holiday books. So tell us a couple holiday books that we should pick up, and tell us a little bit about them, and what do you love about it, and why should our listeners pick it up?
Sure. So I have three holiday books to recommend. The first one is Royal Holiday by Jasmine Guillory. I love everything that she writes. It's really fun and steamy and sweet. And what I really loved about this book is that it's about an older character. And it's really about, like, you know, at any age, we can fall in love and have sex and all that. So it's about a woman named Vivian, who goes on her daughter's work trip to England with her. So she's, you know, a little bit older than a lot of protagonists that are written about in the genre. And while she's there, she ends up falling in love with the private secretary. Mm-hmm. And it's sort of this, like, holiday fling, like, we live so far apart. But they fall in love, of course, and have to figure it out. So that's my first recommendation. The second one is One Day in December by Josie Silver. I'm obsessed with this book. I've recommended it to so many people. Because it is a romance, but it's also, like, this really, really, you know, the friendship angle, and, like, her relationship with her friend Sarah is such a well-developed relationship, and it almost is just as exciting to read about as the actual love story. Mm-hmm. So it's essentially, it's about, and I also love books that are set in London, because I lived there for a couple of years and met my husband there, actually, although we didn't have such a meet cute. So basically it's about this woman named Laurie, who is on a bus one day in December, and through the window, she sees this guy and their eyes meet. And it's like this love at first sight, like, magical, you know, connection. But of course the bus goes away and she doesn't see him again. But the next time she sees him, she meets him at a party, and that guy is the boyfriend of her best friend in the world. So it's sort of navigating this love triangle, and love triangles are my favorite trope, I would have to say, because I think they bring out so much. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's my second recommendation. And the third recommendation full disclosure, I haven't read it yet because my book, I pre-ordered it and it will be arrived next week for pub. But I've heard so many good things about it that I have full confidence in recommending it. And it's The Matzo Ball by Jean Meltzer. Mm-hmm. And so this is a book that comes out next week, and it is a holiday romance, but really centering around, very similar to my book in that, that it's about Hanukkah and Christmas. And so the story is about this woman named Rachel, who is a nice Jewish girl, but she is secretly in love with Christmas and is a Christmas romance novelist. Mm-hmm. And so basically what happens is that her publisher asks her to write a book about Hanukkah, but she isn't really feeling inspired the way that she's inspired by Christmas. So she goes to this Jewish celebratory night on the last night of Hanukkah called the Matzo Ball, and she ends up meeting her arch nemesis, Jacob. And so it's an enemies to lovers romance. She's looking for a muse to get inspired about Hanukkah and ends up having to like meet this guy. And it's going to be, I love enemies to lovers as well. So I'm really, really excited about the Matzo Ball.
Oh my gosh. I have friends who read the Matzo Ball and they just rave about it. They say the Jewish representation is great. But also the whole Christmas, Christmas romance novelist, who's trying to explore her Judaism is like, it's just like classic. So I am so excited. I actually have it too that I just need to, I'm waiting to get my pre-order so I can read it.
Yeah. I just can't come fast enough.
Yes, it just needs to be here. So I'm excited. So what kind of books do you read?
So I read all over the place. I think that, largely it's fiction, honestly. I mean, I do try to read nonfiction, but usually I read fiction. I read romance, of course, mm-hmm. romance, women's fiction, book club fiction, and also thrillers. I love thrillers.
Yes. Yes, I think thrillers are good, kind of like a palate cleanser when you read like too much stuff. I was like, let's just have a whodunit, a page turner.
Yeah.
Keep you engaged,
Yes.
So awesome. So Sonia, tell us where you can find you online.
So I am on Instagram and Twitter. My handle for both is Sonia_Lally. So that's SONYA_LALLI. And my website is sonialally.com.
I love this. Thank you, Sonia, for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. Today's episode's partner is Libre FM. If you're an audiobook listener, then you should add Libre FM as your go-to source for paid audiobooks. Libre FM makes it possible for you to buy audiobooks through your local bookstore. Memberships start at $14.95, and they also have great sales for romance audiobooks each month for $3.99, thanks to the Kiss Club. To sign up for Libre FM, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/LibreFM. You will receive a free audiobook when you sign up for a monthly subscription. If you purchase a subscription through our link, you will be supporting the podcast at no cost to you. The What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Please visit frolic.media/podcast to discover new shows to tune in. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.